That's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Arapahoe County, Colorado, where Brandon Campbell had to wear a court-mandated ankle monitor after being convicted for theft. But that didn't stop him from burglarizing 15 houses last year. He got away with some big hauls, too. One of them, he took $90,000 worth of stuff from one victim. But when he was arrested, cops were able to use the GPS data on his ankle bracelet to tie him to the other crimes. He was convicted of all of them last week. He's going to be sentenced soon. The DA, George Brockler, said of Campbell committing the crime while wearing the GPS-enhanced ankle monitor, quote, "I don't think there's any doubt at all that this guy is the last guy picked on the prison brain bowl team," unquote. Next, we go to Centerville, Iowa, where Christopher Struby was shopping at Walmart last Sunday when a .45 caliber handgun inside his pants accidentally went off. Well, if it didn't, it wouldn't be knuckleheads. According to the Centerville Police Department, Struby was carrying a bottle that hit the gun, caused it to fire one round. He wasn't hurt, but he continued shopping, paid for the stuff, and left the store. Meanwhile, somebody called the police, told them they'd heard a gunshot at Walmart, said it had knocked over a display, too. The cops found a bullet hole in a basket holding cans of beans, opened up one of the cans, sure enough, .45 caliber bullet in there. Struby, who does have a valid concealed carry permit, was arrested Monday, charged with discharging a weapon within city limits. He'll be in court next week. In Nanchang, China, builders called in to reinstall an office's air conditioning system didn't do it right, and instead of bringing fresh air in, they hooked it up to the intake from the building's parking garage. Fumes from the garage led to office staff complaining of watery eyes and coughing fits and headaches, but the bosses refused to allow the workers time off. On the third day, they finally relented, didn't let him go home, but gave him gas masks, which health experts say will be okay, and there's no reason to close down the office. This is China, after all. The builders, they refused to change anything, saying, "Hey, you asked us to reinstall the air conditioning through the wall of the elevator shaft. We did what you asked us to do. Job done." Story 4 is from Seattle, where a company has a new product for men with an active lifestyle. Men, do you sweat like a pig? Then why not smell like one with the new bacon-scented deodorant? The instructions say, for all-day, meat-scented protection, apply liberally to underarms and private areas. Private areas? You want your crotch smelling like bacon? You better not have a dog in the house. By the way, the company also sells bacon-themed lip balm and shaving cream. And we finish today in Hapan, Japan, where a burger chain has boosted sales to women of their classic burger with an invention designed to save women's, quote, dignity, unquote. Social etiquette in Japan dictates that women should never open their mouth wide in public because small mouths, ochobo in Japanese, are considered attractive. So the Freshness Burger chain has launched what it calls the Liberation Wrapper for them to hide behind. It's a paper napkin with a picture of an immaculate smiling woman, which women can hold in front of their mouths while they chomp down on this giant burger. Sales, by the way, are up 200% since they launched the Liberation Wrapper. The guy that created it says, quote, "One of the major reasons seems to relate to Japanese manners. Freshness Burger decided to challenge convention. They are freeing women from the spell of ochobo mouth," unquote. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. If you've got one to contribute, send me the link, paul@americaweekend.com.
Paul Harris, America Weekend.